Good morning. Please pray with me. May the words of my mouth and the meditation of our hearts be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, our strength and our Redeemer. Amen. Amen. Last week, we started to talk about the letter that Paul wrote to the churches in Galatia. And one of the important things that Paul wanted to make sure that the churches knew was that you are enough. You are enough because Jesus Christ is enough. Because what happened was when Paul left, all of a sudden new missionaries came in and said, oh, wait a minute, you're not Jewish. You have to become Jewish first before you can start to be a Christ follower. So there's things that you have to do. You have to make sure that you eat properly. There are laws to follow. And one of which is for you men, you need to be circumcised. And Paul catches wind of this and he hears this and he says, no. No, that's not what I taught you. That's not what I shared with you. That's not what is required. You see, there's nothing required of you. You are enough exactly the way you are because Jesus Christ is enough. So today we start to go deeper into that letter. Now, I don't know, how many of you here like biographies? Anybody here like to read biographies or I see Aiden's hand up back there. He's a biography person back there. Biographies, right? There was a television show called Biography, and I used to watch, I will admit to this, the E! True Hollywood Story. Anybody ever watch that show? Yeah, it's a biography, right? Very different than an autobiography, because in a biography, someone else is telling the story about someone's life. So they're observing. They're talking to other people. Now, they may talk to that person, but chances are they don't talk to that person. And they're talking to others. And if you ever noticed in a biography, they're very focused on the details that are happening in someone's life. That when you actually talk with someone about their life, they're not so focused on the details as much as they are focused on the experience and what the experience has done. And you know, when we hear Paul's story, and it's Paul was Saul. Paul was a persecutor of the church, and Paul was a vehement persecutor of the church. And we hear his biographical story in the book of Acts, which was written by the author named Luke. So there's a biography, a story being told about Saul, who went around persecuting the Jewish followers who now are following Christ. And when I say persecuting, he had them arrested or he would rile up the crowd while they might stone the person to death, as we know from the story of Stephen being martyred by the Jewish followers. And Paul standing there, Saul, getting them riled up, saying that what he is preaching is false. It's wrong. This is the enemy of God. This is not God's teaching. So, you know, you could almost call him today a religious terrorist, couldn't you? Saul is a religious terrorist of the first century because he truly believes that the followers of Jesus are following the wrong God, that what they are saying is wrong, that they truly are the enemy of the true God. He truly believes this. And we hear all about his credentials and who he is. The most righteous of the Jews is what he says. A Pharisee of the Pharisees. And we almost think he's boasting in himself, but what he is doing is he's talking about just how much he knows Jewish law. And so in the biography of Saul, which is told in Luke, we hear what happens. But we don't hear it from Paul himself, do we? We hear the story or see the story as the details unfold. We hear about the story. We hear about Saul and his encounter with Jesus. But we don't hear it from Paul. But we do get to hear it in this letter. It's almost as if Paul himself, well, it's not almost as if, Paul himself is saying what happened to him. But you notice he doesn't go into all the details. Well, I was on the road to Damascus, and I was doing this, and I was doing that, and a lightning bolt came, or whatever it is that happened. And then I went to, you know, Ananias came, this happened. On the globe. He doesn't go into any of that, does he? No. He says, I was a persecutor. It's as if he's saying, I was a religious terrorist. And then we hear these words, but when everything changed. Here's what we hear, if I can find it. For you have heard of my previous way of life in Judaism. Paul speaking directly here. How intensely I persecuted the church of God and tried to destroy it. I was advancing in Judaism beyond many of my own age among my people, and I was extremely zealous for the traditions of my fathers. But when God, who set me apart from my mother's womb and called me by his grace, was pleased to reveal his son in me so that I might preach him among the Gentiles, my immediate response was not to consult any human being. But when God called me. You know when you use the word but, anything that's to the left of that doesn't matter anymore. All that matters is what is to the right of that sentence. Have you been taught that? I'm really sorry I didn't come, but I was busy. Oh, okay. Do we remember the I was really sorry I didn't come? No, because the but is I was really busy. How about this one? Anna, you do such a wonderful job. But if you would just focus on this, do you hear the wonderful job anymore? Or do you hear the, but if you would just focus on this? Yeah. But is such a powerfully, powerful, powerful word. It negates everything that comes before and focuses on everything that comes after. As a matter of fact, they say don't use but. Use the word and, because that's how powerful it is. But notice how it happens here. Janice.
Yes.
I've heard all these terrible things about you. But when God told me just what a beautiful child of God you are, do we all not have terrible things in our lives? But when God calls us, every single thing in our life changes. Yes, Paul was a religious terrorist. Do we remember that about Paul? But when God, through God's grace, called me, everything changed. And he says, I didn't go to see whether or not this really happened. I didn't go check with Peter, who we hear is Cephas. I didn't go check with James. No, you know what I did? I was in such shock, I ran away. For 3 years, I disappeared because my entire life was turned upside down. You see, I thought I knew who God was. And then Jesus Christ calls me. And I see with a whole new set of eyes. And everything that I thought was true is no longer true. And I've got to reconcile this because there's a significant transformation, like a death to Saul and a birth to Paul, that's happened. It's what we call his call story. Jesus, God, calling him. Jesus, God, the Holy Spirit, has called each and every one of you because you're here. Whatever happens before, it's the but when Jesus calls me by the grace of God, I'm changed. I'm new. I want more. I need to understand what happened. Life is not the same. Everything looks different. God is present in my life in a way that I've never, ever felt before. And I know each one of you are either in the full throes of that transformation or you're beginning to understand and you're saying like, whoa, 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 slow down. And like Paul, maybe you need a time out to figure out everything that's going on. But you see, that's the power of the Holy Spirit. God's unconditional grace, who could take a religious terrorist and transform him, killing the old and raising up the new. And that's exactly what happens to each and every one of us every single day. But when God calls you, but when God called you, but when God continues to call you, because that's what happened, God continues to call you every single day of your life. And what happens when God calls you? Nothing is the same. You see, Paul went from, what did he say, persecutor to preacher. He didn't talk about who God was. He was out there actually with God, the Holy Spirit, living in him. He didn't stop, did he? Didn't stop. And he wanted to make sure that the message was so incredibly clear that by the grace of God, you have been called. You are a child of God. You have been given new life. Now, our story might not be as dramatic as Paul's. I don't know that we are religious terrorists the way he was. But our story is just important because each one of you have a story. You have your own autobiography of how God has called you and continues to call you. Think about what that story is. And think about how it has affected who you are today, God's beloved child who never lets go. You are enough because Jesus Christ is enough. Who you were is a result of the but when God called you in Jesus Christ through the Holy Spirit, where you are reconciled, your sins are forgiven, and everything to the left of the but when is no longer there. Because God has forgiven every single one of your sins and continues to do so and restores you in relationship. So live into that relationship the same exact way Paul did, by letting people know and by showing people whose you are. Amen. Amen.